Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Although the U.S. Department of Agriculture is cutting funding for the food assistance program SNAP in November, the Texas Department of Agriculture says funding for school meals will continue. Texas Public Radio's education reporter Camille Phillips reports.
In a statement, Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says his department has, quote, instituted safeguards and that school districts across the state will continue to be reimbursed for school meals, quote, on schedule. It's unclear what those safeguards are. Miller's agency did not say if it would continue to receive federal funding for school meals during the shutdown. USDA ordinarily distributes funding for free and reduced price school meals through state agencies, and the federal agency has not announced a pause in funding for the program. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
Now, as the government shutdown continues, local political science experts say the impacts are spreading locally. The Houston Food Bank distributed meals to impacted federal workers beginning yesterday. Mark Jones, a political science fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy, told Houston Matters that Republicans want a temporary spending plan in place before negotiations on health care commence.
Whereas Democrats are hoping that the Trump administration sees this as sort of such a consequential impact that it decides to approve the medical subsidies for Affordable Care Act health plans. But right now, this is where we're starting to see actually the consequences spread to a much larger share of the population.
Another budding consequence of the shutdown, other than food insecurity, is travel. Ground stops are occurring more regularly at both of Houston's airports. Three seats are open in the Cypress Fairbanks ISD school board race. 2 years ago, the board gained a 6-1 conservative majority and has since implemented a number of right-wing policies. Here's our Bianca Seward.
The Cypress school board race is heating up. Hundreds of thousands of dollars has poured into the race, and current board member infighting has set the stage for a tense election. Brian Rottinghouse, a professor of political science at the University of Houston, explains why this local race could have a larger impact.
This election is a microcosm of school board battles across Texas. Conservatives have won victories in several districts, but some backlash has left those wins vulnerable. The Cy-Fair races will tell us a lot about how much conservative bite there is in school board politics in suburban areas.
The election could be a referendum on the ultra-conservative policies recently implemented. Early voting ends tomorrow. Election day is November 4th. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
And you can hear more about the race on News 88.7 In-Depth. That's coming up at 6:45 this morning, next hour. In sports, it was another great offensive showing for the Houston Rockets last night. They beat the Toronto Raptors 139-121. Seven players scored at least 10 points. New superstar Kevin Durant tallied 31 points in the win. Houston has a couple of days off today and tomorrow before taking on the Boston Celtics on Saturday in their next game. I'm Matt Harrop, News 88.